Agenda item 12, discussion and possible action on trade-in property by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Chairman, before we go, I'd like to hijack the meeting for just a moment. The gentleman to my left is Jeff Cummings with McCall Parkhurst in Portland. And he is responsible for the length of that. He's done it many times.
Run while you can.
And the reason I tell you that, because he is right. He's retiring at the end of the year. And he has served us as bond counsel for many, many years. He's done a great job for us. We're going to miss Chuck. And on behalf of the rest of the board, thank you for everything you've done for us and all your hard work. And enjoy retirement, my friend.
I have worked with this authority a very long time. And in fact, this firm, McCall Parkhurst and Horton, worked on the legislation that created the Bradford Authority back in 1929.
Well, you don't look that old.
Believe me, I am. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with the board and staff all these many years. I followed Bobby McCall, who preceded me as my law partner and worked with the Bradford Authority many years, who followed his father, John D. McCall, who was the one who actually worked on the drafting legislation on that in 1929. Anyway, it's been a long history. It's been a wonderful history. All the 139 bond issues that the Bradford Authority issued, we've done legal work for them, and we have not made you read that every time. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Director Sanderson has a comment.
Just real quickly, and thank you to the attorney. It's a magnificent career, no doubt about it. But I also want to just remember to talk to you just a little bit about the folks that helped us out with that refunding. I don't think anyone mentioned what the percentage net present value gain was on that.
The customer?
Yeah, the net present value gain on the refunding we just talked about.
It's $3.5 million over the 13-year term.
Yeah, what was the percentage gain, you think? With the FAGA?
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. I want to make sure we highlight that, because this is a stout net present value gain. Very nice.
Another important gentleman here.
Yeah. Money guy.
Thank you. Stephen Adams, Specialized Public Finance. And just to note that the present value benefit compared to the principal amount being refunded is 20%. So basically the customers are going to wipe out
20%, folks. The best one I ever got was 10% on a taxable deal, which is also very good. I got one time 10% before they happened, but 20% is handsome on a net present value gain. So that's some really, really good work. Sometimes you can't do these right away because of certain interdictions there in the process, you know. But when you get them and you're on top of them, you can really cut a fat one. And that was good work. So thanks to the staff and thanks to the FA.
Well, thanks.
You bet.
Thank you.
Getting on to the more important things.
All right. Moving on to agenda item 12.
As you probably know, state statute requires that anytime we get rid of properties that are no longer needed, defective, that you can't repair them, or simply we just not have use, we have to bring to the board for your approval. In this situation, we have 17 pistols that are well over 15 years old. Our asset management policy does allow us to do trade-ins, and the trade-in is another way to get rid of our properties. BRA is not a licensed firearm seller, so we cannot sell these pistols. So the only alternative we have to upgrade our firearms out there is to basically to trade them in to a dealer, a licensed dealer, and exchange for new pistols. So with that,
are there any questions?
I have a resolution. If there's any questions.
Seeing no questions, please read your resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved, the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority hereby authorize the General Manager, CEO, to authorize the trade-in of 17 pistols under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of Brazos River Authority. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors authorized to continue use of the properties in a manner that is the best interest of Brazos River Authority until appropriate replacement property is received and placed into service.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt by Officer Scott and Officer Taylor?
The equal sign won't be there, right? The equal sign won't be there in the actual.
I'll correct it.
Okay, thanks.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director LaChance.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.